Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is David Murphy, one of your hosts for this evening podcast, broadcast, simulcast, whatever you want to call it. And but we here, as always, to bring information to you, for us and by us. And tonight, one of our discussions will be about Kwanzaa. And since we are here, we are there, and it's a great principle. And before we get started, I would like to introduce to you one of our co-hosts, Mr. Michael Thomas, is with us this evening. And we also have Brother Satawi Jahi, who's also one of the co-hosts of the podcast. And as always, before we get started, Brother Satawi, we'd like to bring you some good news, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Brother Satawi, you have it, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. So we do each and every week when we come on here, we open up with Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who I had the pleasure of meeting back in the 90s when he was in Baltimore. And we trucked through a snowstorm to get to Woodlawn Senior High School to be able to hear him speak, to get our books autographed. We had Think and Grow Rich, Black Choice, which is a book that he authored, along with Daily Motivations for African American Success. So I got both of those books autographed by him. But we're here tonight to talk about Kwanzaa. And before we get started, I want to do our reading for tonight. Where are you running? Some people change jobs, spouses, and friends, but never think of changing themselves. Paula Giddings, writer. Oh, just to escape and get away from all of the, from it all. Negative relationships, problems at work, unsolved issues at home. These are just a few of the demanding situations we live with day in and day out. Before we go running off, change our name, and start over again someplace else, we better think about the common denominator in all of our problems. Most of those thorny situations have a lot more to do with us than they do with them. Our unfair
this
boss
meeting is being recorded.
Unfair boss doesn't know our irritating neighbor. And neither of them knows our landlord. Common element in all of these relational problems is me or you. When we take time to search inward for change, we see everything in a different light. What we previously thought vital becomes trivial. We delightfully perceive that we can truly choose to change from victim to victor. Many people spend their entire lives hoping for circumstances will change for the better. Circumstances only get better as we get better. Things change when we change. A wise man has said, unless you change what you think, you will always get what you got. Resolving the issues that face us always means changing something in ourselves. Much of the hurt that stems from all of them is self-inflicted, whether actively or passively. Even if we run from those situations, we would likely recreate them in a new setting. When even a part of the problem is us, the solution is ours as well. We can't run far enough to escape ourselves. Today, I will take a few minutes to look in the mirror. I won't ask others to change until I change first. And that's something that, you know, we really need to be looking at as we deal with Kwanzaa, especially as today is the second day of Kwanzaa, Kuji Chagalier. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the holiday of Kwanzaa and what it means. I'll share what it means to me and how I first got introduced to Kwanzaa. And that's it, David. I'm going to turn it back over to you until you're ready for me to share my Kwanzaa story. David, I'm turning it back over to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just running my mouth, brother, but okay. I was muted. But in any case, that's what happens when you get past 30. But in any case, getting back to the subject, there are quite a few people on here who are not familiar with our format. And those of you, we send special invitations out. If you got an invitation, some of us who's a regular on here has sent you an invitation. Well, I have personally sent you one. But what we have is pretty much open discussions, you know, so we just don't jump in and interrupt one another. But, you know, we do have a system where if you want to speak, we will pretty much allow you to do that. And but our whole purpose is to highlight us. And I publish the National Black Unity News newspaper. And this is what this format is about as well. And the National Black Unity newspaper is a publication, is a nationwide circulating newspaper. It's not only nationwide, but beyond as well. And we are a solution-oriented periodical. And we don't put down any group or race or people, but our purpose is to uplift our own. And this publication is by us and for us. It's a different format than any other newspaper that I'm aware of. This is what you call a collaboration. This is true unity in action. We have people from all over the country who support the National Black Unity, not only with their articles, but financial as well. We are self-supporting. And so, you know, we don't look for no handouts. We're not brought. We are not kept by anyone. We run this ship, and we will continue to do so. And so, but we welcome you. Open arms, because like I said, this is about us and for us. And before we get started in our discussions, I know we have some people in here who hearts are heavy, who hearts are sincere, who have spent multitudes of years working on us as a people. And we definitely appreciate that. But Brother Satari, Brother Michael Thomas, Satari, I'm going to start with you. I want you to share your story about this principle tonight and about the principle of Kwanzaa from your perspective.
Okay, David. I first got introduced to Kwanzaa when I was coming home from the Vietnam War. And that was in 1971. And it took me 2 years to actively get involved with an organization at that time, the Congress of African People, headed by Pranuri Baraka, who basically was responsible for spreading Kwanzaa on the East Coast. And, you know, a lot of people, some people might be familiar with Pranuri Baraka. He's an ancestor now. His son, Ross Baraka, who was a super Simba, same as me in the organization, coming through the organization, and his son is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. So he's followed in his father's footsteps as far as being an activist. But I got introduced to Kwanzaa nationwide through the organization, the Congress of African People. And Brother Sidifu Owonachi was the principal organizer here in Baltimore community for our cadre, Congress of African People. And so, you know, we spent a lot of time doing a lot of different things. I learned how to do the Zulu warrior boot dance as an advocate of Kawaita, whilst being a member of the organization. And when I got introduced to the principles of Kawaita and the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles, I was living in California at the time. I was in the Navy, and there was a place in San Diego, the Ujamaa Bookstore, which was on Broad Street, and I used to go there on Sundays. And I also used to go to the Nation of Islam on Sundays. And so, you know, I was torn between what organization to join.
and the nation, they had a process that, you know, and all organizations have their different processes, but they had a process where you sent a letter to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but they had a letter, they gave you a letter. You had to copy the letter that they had. And I wanted to share my own thoughts about why, if I was going to become a Muslim, why I wanted to be a Muslim. And so they, you know, they didn't give you room for self-determination. Organization that I ultimately ended up joining did have room for self-determination for its people. And that principle is to define ourselves, name ourselves, speak for ourselves, instead of being defined, named, and spoken for by others. And I'll go over each one of the principles of Kwanzaa before I finish this presentation. So that's what triggered me on the journey that I've been on for many years. Like I said, since 1971, and then in 1973, actively becoming a part of an organization. And then in 1985, for my 33rd birthday, I had a chance to go to California and spend a week with Dr. Balada Karinger and get more intensive training into the doctrine of Kawaita, which is the philosophy from which Kwanzaa was created. And I spent a week there, and I went through my Saber training. And Saber basically means you become a moral leader, and you are responsible for adhering to
five commitments. Let me pull those up real quick. And those five commitments are okay. Let me get them up real quick for you here. Those five commitments are one, the first commitment is to be a good person in the world. To do this, the Odu Ifa says we must speak truth, do justice, be kind, and do not do evil. Moreover, the Hosea says we must love justice, hate wrongdoing, always do what is good, and what is good is expressed in the seven cardinal virtues: truth, justice, propriety, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and order. The second commitment is to be a consistent servant of the people. It is in service to others that persons and people truly realize themselves and achieve the status of greatness. What is written in the Hosea that the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds. Thus the Hosea says, serve one who serves you, serve anyone so you may benefit from it. And David, you're a good example of that, as you say, you're serving the servants. Thus the Hosea says, serve one who serves you, serve anyone so you may benefit from it. The third commitment is to be a constant soldier in the struggle for justice. The struggle is one to secure and sustain good and right in the world, which begins with ourselves in the ongoing effort to prefigure the good world we want to bring into being. But ultimately, it involves struggle for that good world. The Hosea assigns us the ongoing task to struggle to repair, renew, and transform the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And as the Odu Ifa assigns us a similar task and struggle to constantly bring good into the world. Finally, in the struggle against injustice, falsehood, and oppression, the Hosea says we are commanded to struggle against those who struggle against us, but to act for those who act for us and to do ma'at to those who do it for us. The fourth commitment is to be a continuous student of the teachings. The Hosea teaches that we must emulate the excellence of our ancestors, study their wise words, great works, and good deeds in everyday life and struggle and struggle to embody and add to the legacy they left. It states that the wisdom of the ancestors is teachings for life, instructions for well-being and flourish, for directing one on the path of life and causing one to flourish on earth. And we are to love learning, seek after truth, constantly bring forth that which is useful for people in the future. The Odu Ifa says the first criterion for a good world is full knowledge of things. This listing of things required to create a good world begins with moral wisdom adequate to govern the world and continues with sacrifice, character, love, and doing good in struggle. The fifth and final commitment is to be a tireless teacher of the good, the right, and the possible. Lucia says, we are each to be a source of knowledge for those who don't know and one who teaches people that which is to benefit to them. But it's important here to note that there's all various ways that we can share knowledge, bring example in living the truth and good of what we teach, and participating in the struggle is ultimately what brings good into being in the world. This is the meaning of Malcolm X's teaching that we must live our lives so that they become a testimony of some social value. In other words, we must live in such a way that we prefigure and help make possible the good people and the good world we imagine and dare struggle to bring into being. So those were the principles that, you know, attracted me to the organization, and I completed that SABRE training in 1985 on the weekend of my 33rd birthday. And, you know, numbers are significant. And so, you know, that was all part of that experience of coming into being in terms of coming into Kawaita. Kawaita is basically Pan-African philosophy that Dr. Kringer created, and it's based on tradition and reason. There were things that was done traditionally in Africa, but we must apply reason to them as we do them here in our current situation. So all the things that we do based on two things, tradition and reason. And and the seven principles are as follows. Umoja, unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kujichagulia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, and speak for ourselves instead of being defined, named, and spoken for by others. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to do always as much as we can in the way that we can. To build and maintain our communities together and to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. So that's the principle of collective responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and profit from them together. Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and development of our people in order to restore them to their traditional greatness. Kaumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. Imani, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, and the righteousness and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Those are the seven principles, and those principles celebrated during this time of year from December 26th to January 1st. And the first Kwanzaa is, and you look it up in Key Swahili, it means first fruits. And it's spelled with one A. But the first Kwanzaa celebration, there were seven children, so all of the children could have a part. They had a thing what they did with the letter, with the word Kwanzaa. And they, each one of them held a letter up, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A. And so since they had seven children in the organization at that time, they wanted to make sure each child had a part, so they added an extra A to the word Kwanzaa to get the current spelling that we have today. And again, that's part of the creativity of having your own holiday. You do what you want to do with it.
So
okay.
We wanted to make every child had a part to play in the celebration, you know, so that the children would feel good about what they were doing. And so that's how we got the current spelling of the day of the word Kwanzaa, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I'm going to come back to you, Brother Satavi. But, you know, there's quite a few people on here, so I'm trying to get to as many as I possibly can. And I appreciate your history. I appreciate your service. And like I say, you are a soldier. And I know this for a fact because I've watched you over the years. But there's another soldier on here. I'm glad to see he's on here. Brother Winkler, how you been, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How y'all doing?
All right, man. This brother's been out here for a long time doing wonderful work in the community. And I just want to get his take on this principle today, self-determination, Kukichakalia, and your thoughts about Kwanzaa, sir, and how it should relate to us, not only in during this particular time, but throughout our daily lives. So can you kind of a little bit explain, you know, how Kwanzaa affects you and from your perspective, how it should affect us?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on for one thing. I started Kwanzaa back in the 80s also. I think I wanted to get my children involved as many African traditions as possible. And one of those came up was Kwanzaa, because I was trying to get rid of Christmas, you know, during that time. So I took my children down there. We had a nice time. And Kwanzaa, to me, is like very beneficial for our people because it gives us, rituals are very important. We need to do rituals. Rituals are so important that they give us something to look forward to. They give us strength, ability. They give us knowledge of ourselves. And today, self-determination, I look at it as a holistic wellness center, what we started a long time ago and how, you know, it has grown to this day. We were determined to have that for our people. And so, but when I reflected upon myself, self-determination comes with my martial arts. I came into a illness of, I was doing karate. And while I was doing karate, I got sick with rheumatoid arthritis. And anybody know anything about arthritis? Rheumatoid arthritis is the Pac-Man of arthritis. So it was hurting all my joints. And so I had to really stop doing karate during that time. But my acupuncturist, she told me to go take up Tai Chi. So I went to take up Tai Chi, and I continued to take a martial arts. What I'm trying to say is that I was determined not to stop taking martial arts, if that answers everything you were saying. And why should we use it every day? Because the principle is everyday life. It's just as simple as that. We always should be self-determination. We always should have unity. You see what I'm saying? And we should always be trying to develop something new in our community. Like you, Brother David, you've been beating the drum for a long time, a very long time. That's how we know each other. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You know, and I appreciate you. Not only do you know what he just mentioned, how he got his children involved, and I happen to know his children. And, man, you know, you, like you say, raise up a child in the way they should go. And you did a great job. Did a great
Thank
job.
You.
And continue to do so. Not only do that, because, you know, people who know me, I'm constantly on the Internet. I'm constantly, you know, from the inception of the Internet. Because it was a vital tool into what I do. I publish, I research, I do my best to try to unite us as a people. And that's my calling. That's why I could consider myself a servant of servants.
Mm.
And I constantly look for servants. And this brother is truly a servant. And here's another servant I'm going to bring on, Mr. Michael Thomas. Can you unmute yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing this evening?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, considering. And I want to bring you on because not only you're one of the co-hosts, but you know you're a soldier. And and you this principle tonight, self-determination. And when I hear that word, you know, your name kind of pops up in my mind because, you know, you're a determined brother. You ain't going to let nothing turn you back. And, you know, this principle of Kwanzaa is, you know, we all have a stake in it because it's you know, I look at all these principles and I can identify with each and every one. Like my brother Winkler just said, it's an everyday thing as far as I am concerned. And, but just like with everything else in this country and beyond, you know, we have a very small voice. But yet it's still a loud voice. It's a significant voice. And we've been, a lot of us have a rallying call to try to get us to come together. The first principle is of unity. And you have a powerful program. I don't want you getting too much into the powerful program that you involved with 1,000 Great Minds. But I want to stay focused on this principle of self-determination. What does that mean to you, sir?
Yes, this establishment of self-determination is a key thing in Black life, especially in Black life, because Black people are the underclass and have only owned one half of 1% of the wealth in this country for 150 years, so we're at the bottom of the economic totem pole. So self-determination is a critical component to Black life in survival. And there are two other components of Kwanzaa, which I was exposed to Kwanzaa in the late 80s, two other critical components that I really harp on that also involve self-determination, and they are unity. If you are not determined to unify, you will not be in unity. If you're not determined to be a part of collective economics, self-determination has no place. So self-determination is a stabilization factor in everyone's life, in each individual's life. It's a stabilization factor that refers to what Brother Dennis said about the martial art and getting control of the things and the issues that you deal with on an everyday level. So without self-determination, you could be like a feather just blowing in the wind. And there's a stabilization factor, and it's critical for men to be stabilized in order to protect the women and the children. And so I comprehend why the author of Kwanzaa had that particular factor in there, self-determination, because it's a critical part. It is just like being a person in the army. When you can't run, you can't run from the battle. You have to be beyond faith. You have to be in such a knowledge and a mindset to comprehend and know within yourself that whatever the outcome is, I'll still be standing whether I'm dead or not. My principles and my attitude and my mindset and my behavior will still stand, and that is a stature, a statute that stands eternally. So the self-determination would be at the top. And as I mentioned about the collective economics component of the principles and the unity in the principles, and that's why we need self-determination among the minds of 1,000 great minds to head up a nationwide Black economic empowerment project that will position men to be able to get into the self-determination mode and mindset so that we may carry forward and that our lineage may have a heritage to inherit. That is, you know, just my 2 cents worth on self-determination there. And I want to thank you and Brother Bill Gooden, David, for heading up the National Black Unity newspaper. And I see several other editors on here, and I see Cocoon, John Williams, Toyin Lawal came on. Thank you all for coming up and showing up because I invited you. There may be other people on here. I don't know the telephone numbers, but thank you all for showing up.
Okay. I appreciate you, sir. And you just mentioned Bill Gooden and Miss Trudy Williams. I'm going to bring you on after this. Hey, Bill, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, David. First, let me just say the best of the season to everybody, regardless of how you celebrate it, Kwanzaa, Christmas, or however you celebrate it. The best of the season to everybody. But, you know, thanks, David. Thank you, everybody, for being on. You know, self-determination to me, first of all, is that you had to be self-determined to live, and you had to be self-determined to be able to progress yourself. Because if you can't progress yourself, and you can't progress us as a people. So self-determination is exactly what it says. You had to be self-determined to do what you can for yourself and not use an excuse in terms of what you can't do for yourself because you're waiting for somebody to do something for you, right? So, you know, so once we can have self-determination for ourselves, then that helps the collective part, because once we can do something, we can try to engage our people and bring our people in to be a part of that unity process, right? So I do agree with as Brother Winkler said, I think that it's good that we have to have some, you know, we have to have values, right? You know, so the seven principles is values. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if we could agree just to live by them seven principles, then we could really change our conditions overnight. But the reality is that we're stuck in so much ugliness that's been here for so long, then it's hard for all of us to get on that same page collectively to get there. But I think that the self-determination part is that we have to continue to strive to make it happen as long as we can live, and others that come after us, they have to be self-determined to keep on pushing us for it. And that's how I see it.
All right. I appreciate that. As always, Bill, not only talk the talk, but he walks it. You know, that's a determined brother. He's determined. Nobody, if he had to walk by himself, you know, he's going to go out there and do what he has to do. And that's why he and I are united in this publication, because, you know, we two determined brothers, and we ain't going to let nothing turn us back. You know, we're going to move with you or without you. And so, you know, that's how determined we are. But in any case, we have a young lady on here who's a new editor with the National Black Unity News, Miss Trudy Williams. How are you doing this evening?
Good, and hello, everyone, and I hope you had a great holiday.
All right, Miss Williams. When I first met you, which was recently, you defined that word self-determination, because just speaking to you and as you were speaking, how determined you was to help us as a people, to unite us as a people. Can you explain your self-determination this evening? I'm all tongue twisted.
Exactly.
Thank you. Somebody helped the old man out. You know, but in any case, besides I'm a little, but in any case, what does that mean to you? And what is your, I'm asking you the same question I asked Mr. Winkler, you know, what does that mean to you, and what do you think it should mean to our people?
Well, I want to start off with Bing's definition of Kujichagulia. To define ourselves, to name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. So we have to take the responsibility for ourselves. It is a collective effort among all people. You know, it's the each one teach one principle. If you know something, share, give, love. I mean, it's all about that. But I remember Kwanzaa 29 years ago, and actually my daughter's middle name is Imani, because of faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please whoever you consider to be your God. But I just want to say, we get into self-sabotage instead of being determined. We do want to be a victim instead of a victor. But all challenges have solutions. So a lot of people, I guess, sometimes are overwhelmed, and they need to, there is a solution even if you don't know. For the community, that's my quest. To give back, to share, to bring people together, to support, you know, our community, because sad as it is, we don't support our own selves. We don't know who we are, and it's still affecting our successes today.
Okay, I appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, you have already heard from, you know, several people with their point of views, and they all agree with Ngozi Cyber. And but like I say, you know, we can talk the talk, but, you know, it's time for us to start doing, getting involved. And I'm determined. I'm so determined that I dedicated my life to the point of I consider myself a servant of servants. And this is what I do. You know, I bring forth music. I'm in communication, media. And media is a powerful, powerful voice. And I'm so determined is that because sometimes you really have to know what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with. And we're dealing with a system or systems that do not view us very kindly. Matter of fact, they are determined as well to keep us in the status quo. But, you know, it's people like yourselves who have a mindset, a determination to change things, not only for yourselves, but for your children and your children's children. And if we don't come together in that first principle, unity, it will be a very difficult task. See, it's difficult for me to try to go through this journey alone. It's almost impossible, but I, you know, I'm determined to do that if I have to. But as you can see, and just in this opening, we have several people, and we're just a handful of people, but we have people all over the diaspora. We have people everywhere fighting for these principles. But the only thing is, it's some kind of way we have to have some type of unifying force. And this Ngozi Cyber is one of those principles that does that, because I'm quite sure pretty much everybody on here agree with the principles. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to go too far to the left and too far to the right, but I had this little saying, you know, about principles. And, you know, I said there's three principles that, you know, I had to operate in. There's God's principles. There are natural principles. And then there's man's principles. And I had to operate in all three of them. But when it comes down to the man, for everything else is pretty much solid, as far as I'm concerned. But when this way it gets shaky, it's when it's dealing with men, man, women, children, everybody. And we'll switch a principle up in a minute to suit our own purposes. And so with the National Black Unity News, the podcasting that we do, and all of the services that we provide is geared toward uniting us as a people. Now, I'm going to begin to open up the lines to the people that's on here, because I'm quite sure quite a few people would like to share. And this is what this podcast is all about. It's not all about us doing all the talking and doing the sharing. You know, this is how, you know, we give and we receive. You know, we hear and we talk. But anyone right now want to share about the God in Ngozi Cyber and some of the principles in it? And your point of view about it, because like I say, your voice is extremely important. And that's why I say, that's why we deal with the National Black Unity News that way. It's a collaboration. We have many voices, but we use one tool to use it in at this particular time with the National Black Unity News. But we still have voices all over the place. So anybody would like to share, you know, just raise your hand or just sign in. And we'll bring you on. But in the meantime, anyone? I hear somebody trying to say something, but you have to unmute yourselves, first of all, because I got pretty much everybody muted, except for those who have already spoken pretty much. So unmute yourselves and chime right on in. And if not, we'll just keep on going. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Whoever you want to speak.
This is Bill Goodendave. I just wanted to say something about two of what nobody was saying nothing, if it's okay.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make an announcement, but I want to make sure it's okay first.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
This coming Thursday, man, it's a business called Something Cool at 3044 Rolling Road. They've been in business for 20 years. I mean, you know, little carry-on restaurant and stuff, black-owned, family-owned. But after 20 years, man, then because they didn't own the building, then they, even though they tried to buy the building a couple of times, the owner sold it out from under them without letting them know. So they fighting to stay there. So it's Thursday at 3 o'clock. They're having a rally. You know, so anybody interested in coming to support this family, then it's at 3 o'clock. And it's called Something Cool. And it's at 3044 Rolling Road here in Baltimore. So, you know, when we talk about unity, when we talk about self-determination and everything else, collective economics, everything, then we should help another brother and sister to stay in business so they don't lose their business. So I just wanted to make sure I could share that if I had an opportunity.
Okay. I appreciate that. Brother Michael Thomas, yeah, those in Baltimore and the surrounding areas, you know, you can support that business more way than one way. That Bill, you can put your information there. Maybe people from outside the state have some kind of way they can assist as well. So if you can leave something in the chat for us, you know, I appreciate it. But Brother Thomas, you have several guests on here, and I'm quite sure you may want to introduce a few. They may want to share. It's up to you, sir.
Yes, these are people that I met on Facebook or the Clubhouse platform. I think I met John Williams, a realtor in another state on Facebook. Toyin, I met her on Clubhouse. See here, I see Belinda Bennett. She's from Charlotte here in North Carolina. I've been known her for some years. She's a Notary Public. So I invited them, and thank you all for coming on. I just try to reset the Zoom here by saying that we come here from the National Black Unity News with the idea about Kwanzaa and the value that Kwanzaa brings to Black America as it relates to a holiday that we can participate in. It has its own principles. And the principle, major principle we're talking about is the self-determination principle. And I allude to the unity and the collective economics principles. And I think all the people that I invite are related to economics. They're talking about economic things, Black economics for Black people. And so John, Belinda, Toyin, you're welcome to open up your mics and speak about self-determination, unity, Black economics, whatever it may be, what have you to say, and what value you can bring to us to share with us.
Okay, they just have to unmute themselves if they want to speak.
Yeah, if you'd unmute yourself. I see Belinda's unmuted.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for actually inviting me to this, Michael.
Thank you.
And I missed quite a bit, but I did get the premise of what it's about, and I think it's a great and needed thing for us as a community. And when it comes to economics, as you know, we weren't taught a lot of things in school, and it was a reason. Mm-hmm. When it comes to what the system is, a lot of our younger generation has no idea how things were set up from the beginning, generations and generations ago, that it's set up the way it is on purpose. So it's nothing broken in the system. It's just the way it is. And we have to educate ourselves, educate our families on how to overcome what has already been created. And when it comes to just understanding the power we have in numbers is beyond what the other people are wanting us to know. So we have to know who we are, truly know who we are and the power that we possess by actually putting our skills together and being able to know how we can actually work, you know, together. It's not all about finances when you can barter skills. And, you know, if there's something I can do that you might need and you can do something that I need, then we can trade skills, still can get what we need, you know, collectively. So it's, again, having a platform where we can all gather together and really know what's going on, or the opportunities that lie before us. And I'm all about educating and learning. So the more we learn, that's something that someone cannot take away from us.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Value. John, were you getting ready to speak?
Yeah, good evening. I just wanted to say that I've been knowing Mr. Thomas for been going on a couple years now, and he just has been trying to give us the direction that we need to go in. As a people, African Americans spend more in this country than anyone else in this world, and we don't know that. There's all these new opportunities that we have with the EFT, with the crypto, that we have to work together in order to move forward, because if we don't, we're going to be left behind. I'm a realtor. I also sell life insurance. I'm an entrepreneur. But we have to stop and take time out to actually educate ourselves, as well as the people below us, as well as the young people, because we're going to miss an opportunity this year if we do not.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a fact. We have to take the knowledge of the elders, the skilled, the known, those who have know-how, the intellectual capital, and the business acumen, because it is business that supports us all. America, the world is about business. And if we don't learn business, we cannot pass businesses to our lineages. They won't inherit anything. The heirs will only inherit debt because of what Belinda said, that this set up like that by design. The system is not broke, but it's not set up to our advantage. We need to recreate the system whereby we take command of our economics. We teach self-determination like a soldier is taught self-determination in war. And it has to be like that, because humans would take advantage of humans. And they are more kind to animals than they are humans. And as again, as we already mentioned, we have to know who they are. And Belinda just enlightened me that we don't know how valuable we are. We have the highest value of all the world's value on the planet, coming from Africa, that contains more of the value of resources than any other continent in the world. So that is new to me. We need to comprehend our value. But the thing is that we do not have a central processing unit or chief administrative mechanism for the people to come to process all of this business. And hence, that's why I bring this idea of 1,000 great minds, which would be like the Congress of the United States, 435 representatives in the House, 100 representatives in the Senate, the 9 Supreme Court justices, the president and the vice president, 546 people running this country. Those are Europeans representing Europeans. 1,000 great minds represent the diaspora of blacks around the world, period. Thank you.
Okay. Let me say this. You know, we almost coming to, you know, this, we control the time, but, you know, I just want to share this. You know, I listened very carefully to what you all had to say. And, you know, it's, you know, from where I stand, it's serious time. Serious time. You know, they, America has truly been revealed in these last several years. You know, people all over the world are seeing this country for what it really is. You know, those of us who live here, most of us who are conscious enough, we know for what it is, you know, by how it treats its own citizens. But yet, this is nothing new. But like I say, they follow their own principles. They're going to do what they do. But it's time for us to do what we need to do. And the young lady, Belinda, she hit on something very serious, you know, when it comes to economics. You know, I often tell people that, why do you think people come from all over the world and set up shop right in the hood, right, and make a fortune and take it out from the least of us? We are spending. And then when it comes to what I do, media, we own less than 1% of the media. So therefore, information that our children, that we are, and what we have been listening to, 95-99% of that's coming from them. And the mind is an interesting thing. You know, what it hears, it sees, it starts to believe. And when you were told you're not this and you're not this, you're less than.
God is blessing me in so many other different ways. So
somebody needs to meet themselves.
Yeah. But people don't see that like that. They
won't tell them.
I don't know. Our people are weird.
Miss Divine, would you mute your? Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And as I was saying, is this. The media, even economics, they say that we spend, and here, just here in the United States, $1.3, $1.4 trillion. I never did agree with that. I think it's 6 or 7 times greater, because they don't want you to know your true strength, your true power. You know, media is a thing where, you know, you can call it media or you can call it propaganda. They all in the same boat. And we've been fed a bill of goods that's not good at all. And if we, those of you who are conscious enough, that's why I say this is serious stuff. This is not a drill. This is warfare. This is life and death. And and lately, what you think wouldn't happen has happened. You know, a certain group of people, they actually are still trying to go and overthrow this government. You know, when America get a pinch, you know, we going to get a punch. And they said, if we don't unite on all different forces and all different types of ways, it can be detrimental. But again, the young lady said, we are one powerful people. And I often tell people that you come on here regular, that all throughout our history, there was great dynasties. The Assyrian dynasty, the Roman Empire, the United States of America, ruled all over the place, you know, tried to run the world. And each one of them, except for the United States yet, but those other dynasties fell from within because the people rose up. And it's time, you know, like I say, you know, we can do simple principles. Like one thing, stop spending with them. Spend less with them and more with us. You know, again, the thing of unity, supporting one another. Not only in financial ways, but in other ways. Barter, like the young lady said, all of us have goods and services that we can trade with one another to lift each other up. We know our economic situations. So we can take our services and work it out with each other. And the third thing is, you know, we need to recognize one another. See, this thing that they feed, this thing called propaganda, has us so beat up right now from generation to generation that it has us really, be quite frank with you, don't like each other. We don't trust each other. That's the job they did on us. And we are the most loving people, the most sharing people. And the original people. And everything else that come down the line, you know, well, I don't want to get into that part. But in any case, all I'm saying is this. What I heard each and every one of you say, you know, you are not the minority. You know, all of us thinks this way, that we can do better. We have to do better. But this thing, what that separates us, these little small things, and this mass media that do the thing to pit us against one another. And from this point forward, you know, I don't know how much time you have, and I don't think none of us really know. But this is serious times, and we're going to have to do what we must do, by any means necessary, to do what we need to do to support one another and make a way for our children and our children's children. Brother Winkle, I'm going to come back to you because, I stay tuned to a lot of stuff that goes on. I have to, because that's my job, to see what's going on all the time. And not only do you have a, y'all have a center over there, I want you to share a little bit about that, but I see you as a man. Not only have you taught your son, but you're teaching your grandsons and your granddaughters. I see you in that, you know, in class with you, you know. So you tell me, you know, because I just mentioned if we don't do our children and our children's children, you know, we going to be a shit because they got a plan for our children. And their plan is working very well. And so, you know, based on your experiences, you know, with you and yours, I ain't talking about outside people, you know, how do you go about doing, how do you get your family connected the way you have done?
Well, thank you for that. I like that. But first of all, I come from a family. I'm the last of 21 children. my oldest sister is 106 years old. So family always been family, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I know. So I just raised my children like my father raised me, with an addition of learning more of traditional and learning more culture about it. I took my children everywhere. I mean, they step back and laugh now. We think about things that we used to do. I took them to all the museums, everything possibly about themselves. They loved Africa themselves so much. They couldn't even help it because that was my way of planting the seed in their head of, I call it brainwashing, but it was my brainwash. You understand what I'm saying? And but since we're talking about the future and the children, this is what I got coming up next year. You know, the school system have like almost completely took music out of the school system. One thing, and I do know the reason why they did it, because they don't want 1,000 Louis Armstrongs around here, Billie Holidays around here, because we naturally have that talent of music. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking for some really some people that can teach music, and I have the facilities, I have the place where I'm gonna let our children come in and learn music. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. and pick up an instrument and play and sing. See, whatever they do to us, we can spin it around. See, they took the instruments from us, but now see our children are using the brain, the mouth. They, you know, call it rap. Not favorite rap and hip hop. It's just the way that it's that you know it's presented to the person. You know, some of it is negative, like everything else. But that's why they don't have the instruments no more, because they don't have it in the system. So I'm looking for some teachers, and if anybody on here that know any teachers that may be able to do that in the Baltimore area, my phone number is 443-522-6278. And over at the Wellness Center, we already have drumming for the children. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about the future. And I think the brother said something that was interesting. Even when we leave here, as we, you know, we elders now, so you know where we're at with this life thing going on. But when we leave here, my thing is all about is I would never leave here, even with my presence not here. You see what I'm saying? So this is what. Now, that's not for me. I'm not that naive just to be for myself. But I want to instill it in all my children. And I love the children. So if anybody that can teach music or anything, know anybody with music, please contact me, because that's my thing for next year. I want to do that for next year. And can I talk a little bit about the Wellness Center?
Yeah. 3 minutes.
A few minutes. I got you. Real quick. We're on 5525 Hoffman Road. Determination we're talking about today, we've been several places. Even the brother came over, we had in the office, we had in the basement, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can come and support us and just see what we're doing down there. And if you got any ideas, they can go along with the program, that'll be good. And brother, with 1,000 men, I would like to talk to you too when we get off the line, okay? You know, one day this week or something like that. And sister, I appreciate you. If everybody in the Baltimore area, Maryland?
No. They're all over the country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, only a few of us here from Baltimore.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but let me say this. I have several people that I want to introduce you to with help you with their music thing. You know, we have a couple of new editors. That's what they deal with.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they will be more than willing to work with you, because that's what they are about as well.
Thank you, sir. Ashe.
Okay. That's why I say sometimes you just have to show up sometimes, you know, and you get what you're looking for. Again, you know, we like I say, just you know, I see this, like I say, with media, and the brother just hit on some things. This is, I'm talking about systematic things, you know, things that we kind of just blink at sometimes. Just like he just mentioned music, you know, and I'm a connoisseur of music when it comes to the old greats, the old jazz greats and crooners and things like that. You know, I know they studied their craft from childhood, and, you know, they was ambassadors, you know, went all over the world, even this country sent them over the world because they was invested, you know, because music can go to any, you know, anywhere, you know. But that's just one thing that they have taken away from us because we excelled at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so systematically, but somehow we are resourceful people, you know, and like you say, our young people, they say they did it without the music. So since they took it away from them. So like
right.
I said, that's how determined we are. But then again, if you don't watch, if we are not careful, they have taken so much away from us. And they do it systematically that you don't even pay too much attention to it. You know, even like I said, even the field that I'm in, you know, I came up, you know, in the printing industry. And do you know little things that, you know, we don't even pay attention to, even the paper industry. They were not into this day. We're not even into that. None of us.
Mm-hmm.
The closest we can get to is maybe a low distributorship. But, you know, these are the type of industry just cut totally off from us. You know, so much I can share with you. But then again, like I said, they're going to do what they do. We need to do what we need to do. And so in a week or two, I was hoping Brother Cliff come on tonight, but in a week or two, we're going to have a special meeting. And I want you to take my number down. It's 443-455-2373. Again, it's 443-455-2373. And I'm going to say this, and you know, and not in closing, but I'm going to give two more people. But I'm going to say this to you. You know, we talking right now. And like I said, I'm in media. Yeah, they listening to us right now. You know, they got their ears and eyes on everything. You know, they got this media thing sold up. You know, they know what you do, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it. But nevertheless, that should not deter us from what we have to do. And we will have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting. It's going to be an online meeting about us joining forces. Everybody can still do their individual thing. Ain't nobody, you ain't got to join us and do this, but this is an individual principle that we're going to use that you can unite us, not only locally, but around the world as well. And I want to invite each and every one of you, just give me a call and we'll give you the day and time. And this is the meeting about the meeting. And so you know where I'm coming from with that. So, you know, we're going to have the open meeting, but then there will be another meeting.
Hey, Dave, this is Eartha. Can I mention something also?
Yes, sir. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I was trying to put in the chat so the gentleman can put his information in the chat. But again, this is Eartha Harris. We have some resources for you. A, we have a radio show that comes on every Saturday from 1 to 2 on WOLB 1010. It's on the AM side. Like you said, one of the artistic things that we have, not only in our music, but in our speech. So we like people to come on and be able to dialogue to the community about our thoughts and concepts. So you're definitely welcome to use our airwaves to get out the message about your center. And we also are going to start on Tuesday down at the garage. They already have it started. Brother Chinga has an open mic where they have a house band and they invite people down to sort of like jump in. If you ever see jam sessions, like if you're a drummer, you can change up with the drummer, piano, whatever. So we also should get our kids involved in coming out and showcase their talent. Reverend Willie Ray, forever, he's been trying to stop the violence. So he's doing a youth talent show called Stop the Violence, Stop the Virus, where, again, hopefully getting our youth and our adults to demonstrate their talent. So, again, definitely I'll put my resources with your resources. We do have a lot of artists in this town that probably definitely would like to contribute to teaching their skills, especially some of the elders who were instrumental in our community in the past, but really hasn't been invited out to become the teachers of our youth. So I'm glad you're giving us that platform. So I put my number and everything in the chat so you can have a take down my number and give me a call so we can combine our network.
Okay. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, I appreciate that. And another thing, since you mentioned that, we also have an open mic night. The next open mic night we have with poetry and jazz behind it will be January the 22nd at the center. Also, I just started that second was like last month. So I just started that too also. So I really appreciate that, sister. And if David, can you give me her number or can I get it now?
Yes, in the chat, I believe.
It's in the chat. And also what we was talking about last time, if you're not familiar with the gentleman, Malon Butler, he did create an app. And what we're going to do too for all of us to try to utilize that so we can support each other. So if you don't know, I'll get with you and show you that too so we can all put our upcoming events and schedule, because one of the ways that we can make ourselves powerful is to manage our time and manage our resources. So with all of us trying to do so many things, we want to use a system which, if I don't talk to you or you don't talk to me, that I can go into the app and still connect and find out what you got going on. And just like David said, when some of the planning sessions that they have coming up, if we don't get the notice, we can use this technology. So it's called the IBA app. You can download it on your phone. And this is also a good way, because in order to touch our youth, we also got to expand our knowledge into technology, because these youth have it where you can push a button, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, and they will show up at our open mics because they use that as a form of communication. So for us to be able to do that, I think we can move faster in Baltimore and really connect to our open mics. Everybody in town that's having any type of live entertainment, we even are organizing it so we can afford to bring our own artists, because if you're in that industry, so we have a lot of people that will come and utilize their skills and talents for us, but we must be respectful enough to at least offer our artists some type of monetary compensation.
Yes.
And bring them to town, and still have all of these other people bringing our artists to town, and they're the ones that benefit and maximize off of these talents. But we can do the same thing, so we're looking to join forces with people like you and some other people that want to, again, hit that industry and pull in the right resources for Baltimore and see if we can take a piece of that entertainment.
Let me say this.
Tarian, she has her hand up whenever you proceed. David.
Okay, yes. As a matter of fact, you can speak now.
Go ahead, Tarian. Unmute yourself, please, Tarian.
There she goes.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Tarian, we can't hear you. Are you speaking? Are you unmuted? Go ahead. You're unmuted. You muted yourself. Unmute yourself and go ahead and speak. The red mic is on. You're muted. Unmute yourself. Hit the mic in the left corner of your screen.
Okay. When she can come on in. And I just want to ad lib on what Eartha was saying. Eartha, you know, I just wanted to let you all know that, you know, Eartha talks, but she's a woman of action. You know, she's a true soldier. She's been out there for a multitude of years on the front lines, doing so many things that for us as a people. And so she's a good resource in so many ways. And she was speaking, I was trying to get this young man to come in, the gentleman she was speaking about, one of our young editors, Milan Butler, if you can unmute yourself, sir. He's the one with the app. Matter of fact, we have our own app with him. We have a nationwide directory, and we united. So, you know, we just don't talk the talk. We actually doing what we say we need to do. Brother Butler, are you available?
Yes, sir. I'm here, family. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Yes, sir. How you been?
I've been good, been blessed, been building.
Okay. Well, you share with us a little bit, just a little bit, because we don't have that much time, but a little bit about the app that you have, how it can unite us as a people. And this, go ahead, brother.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys understand, I'm no stranger to this. I'm on these calls with you guys, and we have talked about this. So I want to take it to the next level. Last time we got on this call, we were talking about the fact that the directory sponsored this app that everyone was talking about. They put up a quarter of the budget. We, as National Black Unity News, put up a quarter of the budget, and that allows all of us on this call who are already connected to the directory benefit from the resources of the app for free. And that's something that I would love for people to start taking advantage of. This is able to feature every business that is in the directory, but it's also able to connect you to a base of consumers. It's able to connect you to a rewards program that will help your business run efficiently. And as Sister Eartha said, we are now recently available. Whatever phone system you have, our app is available on that. It's on Google and it's on Apple. I encourage you guys to look up IBA app and to type in the referral code for the National Black Unity News, which is TNBUN. If you don't already have it downloaded, which shouldn't be, I've seen a call already on there. If you don't have it, check it out. Ask yourself what you could do with that system and contact me. You actually can schedule a one-on-one right then and there. You guys can get involved with David Murphy and, let's start to take this over. Group economics is the only way to do it.
Right. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, we have our own IBA cards, you know, and it's a powerful, powerful tool. Like I said, so much we bring to the table that, you know, that you bring to the table. But we try to do, you know, we unite that. And I think, Tanya, you want to speak now?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Yes.
Best wishes of the season to everyone. So sorry something happened to the Zoom and it logged me out. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you, Mr. Michael, for inviting me. This is really great, and I'm glad to be part of this forum this evening. I just want to add more to what Mr. Denny,
yes.
I believe, yeah, what he just mentioned a few minutes ago, regarding teaching our children and the generation to come. I want to emphasize that in order to promote self-determination, which is supposed to be the best practice in education, so we need to look into the curriculum. And we really have to stand up to do this work, because we need to promote the high, you know, sensitivity of self-determination to be able to allow our children to become, you know, high quality youth that we want them to do, to raise the standard of empowerment for our youth. Because, you know, self-determination behavior is very important to be included in the curriculum for schools. It includes goal settings behavior, problem solving behavior, decision making behaviors, and all those skills need to be incorporated into, you know, school curriculum. I see that this is lacking a lot of time because, as just Mr. David mentioned, some things have been taken out of, you know, schools, colleges, curriculums, but we need to rise up, you know, in this particular occasion to start looking into school curriculum to promote our psychological health for our children and the well-being of self-determination for our community. That's all what I want to say. Thank you so much.
And you said a lot, too, you know, because like I said, everybody brings something to the table that we all can feast upon. And so, you know, again, I'm never amazed at us because, see, you know where I sit at. I sit in the center of a lot of things and a lot of powerful people doing wonderful and great things. There's no doubt in my mind that we have everything we need. everything. You know, the only thing we need to do is just unite those sources together, and it's a done deal. And we're doing things to make that happen. And so, you know, you need to stay tuned with us, because see, it's not an our thing. It's a we thing. It's a us thing. And all of y'all, like I said, everybody on here has resources. And that's all we need. You know, we have Connect Eartha just said she has a radio show. You heard my young brother. He has the IBA called, an app that unites us. You heard from 1,000 Great Minds. You heard from the National Black Unity News. You know, we got, look, all of these sources just in this little small group here. All of this power we have. You got the national. We got podcasting. We got a podcasting network, so you can take your services even wider now. You know, we have I'm serious, we have everything we need. From where I sit, there's no more excuses. We can't say they holding us down. We can't use that kind of excuse. We don't, you know, they're going to do them, like I said. But, you know, it's time for us to stop looking at them and look at us. See, one thing about a man, a woman, you know, we all have, like, gifts and talents. And if we nurture, most people, it's obvious that you nurtured your talents. Now you're sharing your talents. And so now we need to share with each other. And we have the resources, and that meeting I'm speaking about, you need to stay tuned with Brother Thomas, Brother Satavi, and myself, because, you know, it's going to happen. It has to happen. And it will happen. But in any case, anyone, those who haven't spoken, I'm going to call it. And by the way, we have a brother on here. You talking about self-determination. I didn't even mention that. He has his own TV station, his own TV network. And unfortunately, I hope maybe he can speak, but I know he has COVID right now. But he's determined to be on, you know, no matter what. And that's our brother Vernon Streeter. He's an editor in the National Black Unity News. And Vernon, you want to say a word or two if you can? If not, I understand.
Good evening, everyone.
How you doing, brother?
All right. I just like to thank everybody for coming on this afternoon. Hold on, I got some background noise. All right. Like we were saying about unity. Unity is very important for our community. Some kind of way we have to unify. And there's many ways and different concepts. And we, you know, we just have to, you know, just apply, you know, the hope and have hope.
Yep.
Like Mr. Murphy was saying, you know, contracted COVID. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm not going to let it get me down. But, you know, I just thank everyone for participating this afternoon. And let's just, you know, keep in contact, keep unity, keep unifying until, you know, until we actually, you know, have more of us unified. Thank you.
And before you go, brother, give them your website for your TV station.
Okay, I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, great. And see, that's, like I said, we have all of these resources, and we need to start utilizing them. And again, anyone else before we close out would like to share or say anything before we close? Just unmute yourselves.
Just like to get Mr. Winkler to announce his phone number again so that I can take a note on it on my phone and contact him.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. And it's 443-522-6278. And I looked in the chat. I didn't see the sister phone. I don't know a name of it.
Is it her you talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll put it back in there again. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll put it back in there again. But also, I just put in the chat my inspirational thing that we can do. I'm doing an event called The Dreamers. And basically, I'm doing a room full of spirited people because, like you said, sometimes we need to motivate ourselves. The event pretty much is going to look like we have people come and they create their vision boards. as we, again, have people like you, David, me, whoever wants to speak, hopefully for a few minutes, while people are creating their visions, that we have to understand the reason why we sometimes don't win as dreamers is because we know that our dreams have to have actions to them, and our actions have to be supported. And sometimes that support needs to come from other people. So we need to keep connecting so some of these things don't go to dream heaven and we experience them on earth, but also to keep inspiring ourselves and let ourselves understand that we all have visions and we all have dreams, and a lot of them should come to fruition before we die. So that'll be January the 16th. I put that in the chat. It's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Hopefully it could be a great celebration. So if you're interested in it, again, my number is 443-655-7198. And I put it again back in the chat.
All right,
thanks, Mr. Arthur.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Sister Earth, and while you were talking about the vision board, I also do something similar, and I add a vision journal. However, like you said, it doesn't end there, where I feel it's very helpful for us to have like a quarterly meeting so people can really be able to emphasize on what it is that they've been able to accomplish or what actionable steps they've already taken to get to that point. So like you said, everything is about action. It's not about just having a thought. And then you need to write it down, and then you need to have some realistic efforts put together to make it happen. And many times when we have accountability, it helps when we have a community where we can talk about it and encourage each other. So if that's something that you might want to get some help on, I don't mind actually sharing that with you.
Wow, that's why I get on David calls, because I know that I've been looking for all of my solutions right here. Please definitely get with me, and then we can add that to the program, because I don't always want to do events and people think it ends at the events. People always say, what's next, what's next? And that would be an excellent piece that if we could add on to the event, so when people leave, they'll stay connected.
And let me say this too. You know, you're speaking about, see, all of these opportunities, like I said, you just have to show up sometimes, you know, because, like I say, we have people that with all types of solutions, that solution to your needs as well. And I'm going to extend another invitation. Now, I mentioned to you about the National Black Unity News. And me and Bill Gooden started this publication about 5 years ago. And right now, as we speak, the National Black Unity News is the number one circulated newspaper in the nation right now, and we haven't even begun yet. And that's because of people like Mr. Thomas, Trudy Williams, Vernon Streeter on here, the Ruth Ministry is on here. We have several of our editors, Rico Crowley, who has a homeless service. I mean, he feeds, you know, God-given hands call, do so much work for our community. And there's so many, if I missed your name, you know, forgive me about that. But, you know, we have about 35 different editors. And what they bring to the table is this. They have a vision. They have information they want to share, not only locally, but nationally and internationally. And the National Black Unity News is the way to do that. Not only do we have an opportunity for you to have a page in there. The only thing you have to do is pay for your page, and I ain't going to tell you what it is on this call right now, but it's extremely affordable. But you get a page where you educate people about who you are, what you do, and why you do it, and how you can help them. And you get to promote whatever you want to promote on the rest of the page. You write an article, and the rest of the page is going to promote your products, goods, or services, or you can get sponsors. They even pay for the page. And like I said, it's very economic. We did that because there's 200 black newspapers, over 200. And unfortunately, they outpriced their own community. Couldn't even afford to advertise in our local paper, black papers. And not only that, as I mentioned to you in the opening, those who was not on, we are not, see, most of these other black, I love my blacks, so we need all the media we get, but they are kept by corporate America, majority of them. If it wasn't for corporate America, they would be out of business. And see, that's why we designed the National Black Unity League in a unique way, so it's affordable yet effective. And it gives it a person whose heart is in the right place. It's not about you making money. If your heart not, I'm not going to let you in. If you're not serving, that's why I consider myself a servant of service. If you're not serving people, then, you know, from here, now you're going to make money with us, but, you know, if you're not serving, this is what it's all about. That's why we call it the National Black Unity News, because that's what we do. We unify around helping each other and helping our people. And so that's an opportunity. And not only that, we go a step further. We have a nationwide black business directory. We also have a pod. We go on another step because the internet is a powerful tool. And the hottest thing on the internet right now is podcasting, videos. And we do that as well. We have a team of us that actually all you have to do is talk. We put all the bells and whistles on it. We got Vernon Rico on there, Brother Satav is part of the team, and another brother by Wayne Randall. And we put the beginning, we make your podcast look like a TV show when we finish with it. And it's very professionally done, and we care about, and that is extremely affordable. Because you see, it's not about the money. It's about the mission. Your voice is powerful. And so, you know, so we are not on here. We talking about putting things in place. We got people like Eartha Harris. You see, like I say, Brother Vernon, Brother Milan. We got all of these resources, all of these services, Brother Dennis. We got all of these things, Brother. Man, you know, I can go on and on. This is with this small group on here right now. And like I say, and behind the scenes, I'm going to say this in closing. I've been publishing for over 40 years now. I started out with a thing called a Black Discount Directory, Togetherness Unlimited. Then I moved on to the publication called The Informer, which I did for quite a few years. But I tell people this because I'm 70 years old now, and I take that as a badge of honor to go through what I've been through. You know, people don't even know, but, you know, it's still standing, still going strong. But this, I feel like Martin Luther King, seriously, because I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen what happened in the time of unit, this thing that I've been fighting for all my life. Now I actually got a glimpse of it, and that's through the National Black Unity News. The publication is one thing, but it's the people behind the scenes, like Brother Leroy and Dr. Leroy on here with us, who does the book thing. You know, I've seen, but behind the scenes, you know, we usually have a meeting on Tuesday night because of the holidays and everything. We're coming back next Tuesday in the beginning of the year. This is where you get to meet the people behind the scenes. And once you start meeting these people behind the scenes, they have so many resources and the network, but they have so much love for each other. This ain't no backbiting and, you know, I'm trying to get ahead. These are people who have dedicated their lives to helping other people, and they still doing it. And a lot of them doing, they ain't trying to make no dollars. They just want to share. And when we find people like yourselves, like you, the ones who are not part of us yet, when you come on there, you will find, I mean, they will pour out resources on you that you wouldn't even believe. Because if you're sincere about what you do, they will definitely help you. And see, this is what I say. After all of these years, I got a glimpse of unity, and that's within the National Black Unity News. And so, you know, so I'm extremely excited. And as right now, I'm putting the final publication together of this year, the January issue, which will be out next week or week after the first week in January. And I encourage you all, if you want to expand your territory, if you want to reach masses of people all across this country and beyond, our papers all over Africa. You know, even in Ghana, they, you know, this COVID thing hit, they were going to use the National Black Unity News and take it to every high school they had in there to show what unity looked like. Because that's exactly what the National Black Unity is. Like I said, it's a collaboration. Everybody put up their own resources for their own page. So we self-determined, we self-reliable, and we are unified. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there is no more excuses. Because like I said, if you have a service and you want to help people, and that's what we do, we help people. And that's the end result, you know, serving our people. And when you do that, you know the, you know, principle. We've been talking about principle. When you give, you know the story, you receive. You plant and it grows. And that's what it's all about. It's not about digging into each other's pocket. Yeah, people look at it, well, you undervaluing yourself. No, we're not. We doing it because, like I say, it's not about money. It's about the principle of us helping us. And so, again, I thank each and every one of you for coming on this evening. You always bring valuable information. I know everybody didn't get a chance to speak, but the door was open. I'm going to say it one more time before we close. Anybody want to say anything before we close?
Ruth Ministries in Orlando, Acosta, please spare yourselves a couple of minutes to announce yourselves. Open your mic, please.
Hallelujah. Bless everybody's on this line.
Yes, how you doing?
How are you? I'm good.
Excellent, excellent.
And I'm happy to be aboard. I just want to say something. They were very short and brief. Everything come together today. What I like about it is our men is standing up and bringing his family together. And schools and training and karate and music and everything. That's what we need. We need the men to feed us. We need the women to bring our men back in line what their positions are today. It made me so happy to hear that our man is leading again, and our family is coming together. And we as women, virtual women, stand up beside our men. And we have gifts also, and the men respect our gifts. Mm-hmm. So we can share with them. We just not just help me, we can speak as well, support their ideas and vice versa, but we stand beside our men. And without them, we wouldn't be here. So I'm thankful for God gave us our first love. And that's you, the black man that's here today. And my purpose is to tell you that 2019, everything is on this line, was advocated to me. And it materialized today. So I'm working with faith and also wisdom, understanding what God has given each and every one of us. And we don't stand proud in our gift and watch each other. We can't go individually to support one another. We got to come together in every aspect, whatever it takes to raise you up. It may not be the time for you, but if you come up with something like you want a house, then we all together make sure you get that house. If you want something, your child needs to have go to school, we all get together and make sure our child of this unity go to school.
Amen.
Everything that we have, the elderly people should have their own home, not in nursing home. We should provide the homes for them as well as for us when we get older. Why we have to invest in the white man, we can't invest among ourselves. Why is the question about money? God gave it to us. We got it. So let's share it. We can't take none of this with us, but we can pass it down to our loved ones. We don't supposed to be in poverty. We think poverty, become poverty. Let's get what we have is done for us today. And I thank you, and I say to you, it is well done. For all the religions, we all still one. I can listen to your religion, you can listen to mine, but the base thing is love. Without love, we ain't nothing. So let's continue to spread this love, and let's continue to support each other. And like she said, communication, follow up. So I thank you for being who you are today and share the love that you've given me to feel that, oh, God, love is not wrong.
Thank you. We want to get Facebook to shut down and open up for Ruth Ministry.
And let us not kill our dreams because we woke up.
Amen.
Like all right. Anyone else before we close up?
Yeah, David, I just had one thing I wanted to share.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to say, you know, as we move into the Kwanzaa season. I wish for everybody that's listening, blessings without number, all good things without end, as our beginning was good, so shall development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Hotel.
Okay, brother. All right. Well,
you,
you know, time well spent. You know, again, we could have been doing this and could be doing that, but you know, it's a reason for this season. It's a reason why you was here. You know, it is time. You know, you don't have to travel this road alone. There's no, you know, you don't have to do that. You have your own networks. That's good and fine. But you know what you have, and you know what we need. So all we have to do is just do it together now. And so let's just do it. And I appreciate each and every one of you, Brother Thomas. Any closing words, sir?
Leroy McKenzie, thank you for showing up. You didn't say anything. We want to acknowledge Dr. Leroy McKenzie for showing up. Thank you for showing
up, sir. Okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here hopefully next Monday and Tuesday. And I just want to remind you again, you know, the National Black Unity News had, when in its inception, had you and my people just like you who have come together for the sole purpose of uplifting us. And it's a powerful tool, and it's at your disposal. You have been given an invitation. It's up to you to accept. But again, you have heard a lot of invitations on here tonight. You know, get involved. You know, because you never know who you're going to run into, who may be the answer to that connection that you need to go to that next level. And so, but I do know one thing, we need each other. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bid you all a good night and keep these principles, the Nguza Saba, they're strong principles to live by. And remember, you know, it's not about us. You have been given these gifts for a reason. And I tell people often, you are a gift. And you know what you do with a gift. You give it to someone who's deserving of it, someone who needs the gift. And you are a blessing. So, you know, be blessed. And with that being said, God bless, and y'all take care. Good night.